Hello and welcome to Trends.
Like manna from heaven, raining down upon you. Reach up. It's Trends.
That's exactly right.
I guess the manna will be hitting the ground. That's for you.
I don't want to talk. I don't want to think about it too much.
No, this is going to be a manna-free night. So.
Really? No manna?
Well, maybe manna.
Right, a little manna.
Yeah, you never know where the night's going to take us.
I should tell everyone that Trends is an improvised podcast. We don't know what's going to happen. We didn't know that was just going to happen. Or this, right? What's happening right now is a surprise.
This is happening.
I'm one of your hosts. My name is Levi. That's all I'm going to say.
This is Daniel Joseph Cornelius Cornell. Manna, Hetzel.
There's manna now. You just made a liar out of yourself.
I did.
I hope you're dissatisfied.
I'm used to that.
To lying? Yeah. To being a liar?
Yeah, you know.
To lying or being... What are you... We're going to get into this just for a moment. What are you more used to? Being a liar or lying? Because I think those are different. One is how you're perceived by people.
I think people perceive me as a liar.
Because of your lies.
Stuff. Yeah, and then other times I'm not lying.
Because how do you feel... I didn't mean for this to sound like an interview. How do you feel when you're actually telling a lie?
It depends what kind.
Okay, let's come up with a scenario.
Like if a
go ahead.
A woman that I know would come up to me and say, "How do you like this?"
So this is hypothetical.
Yeah, because this never happens.
Right.
But
you don't know any women.
Yeah, no. They would definitely show me some dress that they wore.
Right.
You know, somebody said, "How does this look? You know, does this make my such and such look big? Does this make this and that?"
Right.
Looks great. It's fine.
Oh, and that's a lie? Because she looks awful?
Well, if maybe...
So she's listening right now, the dress woman.
Mm-hmm.
She now just found out that you were not telling the truth.
I don't do it all the time, but I mean...
Sounds like you do it all the time. I mean, that's...
You don't want to hurt somebody's feelings.
They just bought
a dress, and it doesn't look horrible on them, but it doesn't look like they think it looks. They look great.
So you'll lie to protect.
Yeah. Like, I'd lie to protect the family that I don't have, yeah.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
What about the family you do have?
I would lie to protect... I would lie to protect
my cat. Wow, not as much, though.
Well, I just don't have
I think you care more about your hypothetical family than your actual...
I was just thinking about my cat. I would definitely lie to protect my cat.
Yeah, I don't even know where that would come up,
was going on in my head. I would definitely lie to protect the one family member that I have.
You should. And I actually think that's probably going to happen for you. I think it's going to be as simple as, where's the cat? Like, some big thugs are going to break into your house.
In the middle of the night?
And they're going to say... Where's the cat? Where's the cat? Where is he?
I'll say he's downtown.
So they'll take off to go looking. You think they'll look in the house at all, or you think it'll be so convincing?
I'm pretty convincing.
Would you add more details, or just go?
Yeah, he's downtown. Went downtown. He went on a bender. Like, he was snorting catnip. He was shooting catnip.
Okay,
blah blah blah.
That's
blah.
A little cartoonish. Yeah, though. So that might not be as compelling.
Yeah. Like, there were some fish heads downtown.
There you go.
So he started running down.
He ate a fish and pulled out a full fish,
fish head.
A skeleton.
Yeah,
like, the whole thing.
Came up and showed him that. Like, another cat. Said, there's more downtown. Off they went.
I like that cat.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's my cat's friend Bernard.
Ooh, I like Bernard.
Yeah,
sort of a little hipper.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he sounds like a jazz cat.
He is. Really, he plays the bass, drums, piano, and the xylophone.
So does Bernard record each of those separately and then put them all together for a track?
Yeah, you can do that nowadays.
You don't need a band.
No, he just lays down the whatever track inspired him first, Sometimes the piano, sometimes the bass, sometimes the drums.
Yeah, totally.
And then he just keeps playing it over and over again and keep adding layers to it,
Yeah, I think that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, that's what cats do. Now, who would you lie for?
Are you two dickheads going to keep talking? Or can I give you this fucking envelope?
Sure, yeah, sir.
Yeah, I don't... We're in our studio doing... Yeah, right, I don't need to hear about your stupid bullshit. You take this envelope. You're the dickhead in the black sweatshirt. You take it.
All right.
Yeah,
you didn't
all right.
Be so hostile,
you, other dickhead, you sign this. Okay, I'll sign...
That's your problem, sir.
You're a dickhead. That's your problem, all right?
Okay,
I'll see you two dickheads later. What? You got more for me, dickhead?
No, I'm agreeing with you.
Your head's not enough of a dick? No. Is that what it is? Because look at this. It's shaped like a dick. Yeah. You too, quiet one. I'm totally...
Sir, I'm agreeing with you. I'm a dickhead.
The dickhead who agrees. Congratulations. You're that kind of dickhead. Really nice. I'm really impressed.
You're a pussy.
What?
Yeah.
Fuck you, dickhead.
You're leaving. You're leaving without confronting this problem that you started.
Dan, you just shouted him out of the room.
He's a pussy.
He is a bit of a pussy.
He came in here, started a fire, and he left without...
Did you notice the back of his jacket, though? It said dickhead delivery. So, I don't know. I feel like that he's probably doing his job.
My bad. I'm sorry, sir.
Fuck you!
Sorry, I didn't see that. Why don't you tell me a dickhead delivery on it?
I didn't see it until he turned away when you called him a pussy three times.
I didn't know. He's just doing his job.
Why don't we... You know what? Before you open the envelope, there was something I wanted to mention. I don't want to make a big thing about it, but if I get a little emotional... during this episode, there's some stuff going on, some like personal stuff, but don't
You're right.
It's not a big deal. I'm fine. I'm totally fine. We should just move on. I just wanted to, like, for you and for the listeners, just to know, like, if anything, if well, I, if, just if something comes up and I get choked up or anything, it's just, you know, there's just some home stuff.
Just
but
let,
it's not a big
just
deal.
Let you cry? If you need to?
I don't think it'll even happen, you know? And I'll stifle it if
you
I need
always,
to.
Okay.
But,
it's
you know,
fine.
You I
can,
just wanted to.
We're always here for you, Jumpers. And I and Esmeralda are always here for you.
Yeah, great.
Vampire Joe, I'm sure he'd be here for you.
Yeah, well, that actually, he's been pretty supportive. Why don't we just open the envelope and...
Well, I'd like to, but it's moving. I don't know if you can see it.
No, I...
It's kind of... There's something
I thought you
it.
Were doing that. I thought, like, a hand tremor. I thought you had, like, a little hand...
I'm not there yet.
A hand... You're on your way, though? You
no,
think
I'm
it's going to come?
5 years, yeah. But, you know, like... Yeah, this envelope's moving here, so it's kind of hard to open here. Let's pick...
Okay. Can you just...
Open it up.
What it?
The bird just flew out. There was a. Did you see that? There was a bird, right?
Yeah, I think there was two birds.
Yeah, they just flew out. Oh, now they're making love on the sky.
Oh, they're love birds.
Oh, they're love birds. That's.
Is there anything in there?
No.
Look, hey, look at the belly of that bird. It has the Sir Lancelot seal on it.
It must be birds.
Birds.
It must be birds.
Birds. Is, all right, everybody.
I want to touch the seal. Though. I just like to see how fresh it is. I guess I can't today.
Well,
even birds make love. It's all good.
Yeah, don't.
Do what the birds and the bees do.
Hey. It's just the birds and the birds right now.
That's true. Because, I wouldn't want a bird with a bee. That'd be kind of
no. So, anyways, today's trends topic is birds, I guess.
Yeah.
Birds. Yeah. With an S.
Birds.
Are you going to be... you going to keep doing that? Is that going to...
Like, what am I doing?
I don't know. Just there's a little noise affectation.
After birds?
Yeah. So, this is kind of visual, but I'm going to bring the first topic to the table right away and give Dan one of these. So,
uh-oh, I don't know if you guys can see this, but there is a...
hold on. I don't know if you guys can see this.
I'm sorry. I'm pretty sure you guys can't see.
I'm certain you
can. I'm almost...
If you're not outside the studio right now, yeah. Looking through the skylight...
Well, I can see it, motherfucker.
Oh, well, that's true. Okay. Well, you're not a listener.
I know. I just want to support Dan.
Thanks, Choppers.
Yeah, I'm going back to reading.
Okay. Wow. There he went.
Well, if you guys didn't know, Levi was doing something, we'll call it maybe a flagpole was raised, maybe?
No, I was flipping you the bird.
Yeah, you were flipping me the
bird.
This
the whole... Did you not get the joke?
No,
that was the whole joke.
I got it, but I was just trying to...
Look, I'll show it to you again.
I don't like it when you
the
do
bird.
That. Really?
Because it's kind of... Look how happy I am when I do it.
You do.
It
you
makes
ever,
me so happy.
I want to rip your finger off.
I'm going to do the other... Oh. Don't rip my... Do you know... So speaking of ripping
is
your fingers off...
Is that the thing that you're talking about? That I'm going to rip your fingers off and then you're going to cry about it? Is that the thing that's bothering you in your personal life?
Why are you bringing that up?
I don't know.
No, it's not about my finger. What? Why would I care? Why would I be worried about losing my fingers? That's so weird.
Well, you wouldn't be able to flip the bird anymore.
No, man.
Your fingers off.
Look, well, I don't
your
know.
Your daughter
why
would probably not look up to you if you couldn't flip people a bird.
Don't bring up my daughter like when there's in these difficult times.
I don't understand
what.
Sorry.
I thought you were somebody I could just say, "Hey, there's something going on," and don't make a thing
I'm
about
just
it.
Trying
and
to
you're
help.
Like, "Hey, let's make a thing about it." You know, like the opposite of the.
Okay, we won't talk.
You know,
about
like.
It, right?
Hey man, my arm really hurts, so just don't hit me there. Up, arm punch. That's you.
Oh, okay.
That's well done.
I got these for you.
Hey, you got me birds.
Yeah, I got you.
Thank
I
you.
Got you. Two birds.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. And if you can look through the x-rays, x-ray vision.
Oh, toe birds.
Yeah, I'm giving you toe birds.
You are giving me a toe bird.
Yeah, quad bird right here. Quad bird.
Which is, those birds just shit on us from up in the skylight.
Shit on you, not
I hope
me.
That's shit. Is
shit
that
on
shit?
You.
Do that's, birds?
Yeah.
Is
well,
that
it's
bird
kind of a mixture
semen?
Of...
They're having sex up there.
Let me see. Hang on here.
Don't taste. Oh, okay. Not.
That's bird semen.
How do you hold?
It doesn't taste like shit, so I'm just assuming it's semen.
Okay, it's not from your prolific consumption of bird semen that you know.
No, it doesn't taste like shit, so I'm just assuming it's semen.
So you do know bird? You do know what bird shit tastes like?
Well, doesn't shit taste like shit? I mean,
I don't know. Do you eat shit?
Shit's shit, man.
That's the slogan, everybody. If there's any takeaway today,
shit.
Shit is shit.
Pretty
everybody.
Sure octopus shit, elephant shit, cheetah
no,
shit.
No, there has to be. Hold on.
I mean,
octopus
different.
Shit has to be worlds apart from elephant shit.
Well, I mean, it probably looks different, but it probably all smells the same. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think so. It really depends. I mean, even people shit depends on what you eat. If it change, if you eat different
well,
foods, your
true.
Shit
the
changes.
Octopus is probably eating some good, you know, seaweed. And,
yeah.
You know, and then he maybe. Dines too much on, you know, lionfish. You know, shit's probably gives him the burns. Yeah, I got you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now it's nice to see you're really understanding what I'm talking about.
But that's not cool. Good luck if a bird shits on you. I don't know if a bird shoots semen on you, what's going to happen to you?
I imagine you'll sort of be reborn in some of your areas of interest. Oh. That's how I'm going to see. I'm going to be positive about it.
Well, you got a good week up ahead of you.
A bird just jizzed on me, and that means that whatever new thing I'm working on is going to take flight.
Yeah, and jizz on other things.
That sound right? Yeah. And then, my stuff will jizz everywhere, and then it'll be like it'll be the butterfly effect, but with bird semen. The bird semen effect.
The butterfly jizz effect?
Yeah. Do butterflies...
Wait, because they're caterpillars first, right?
Yes. Birds? No.
No.
Birds are in eggs, and then they eggs hatch.
Yeah.
Baby comes out, can't fly yet, mom and dad have to take care of it. Eventually, they shove it out of the nest.
Yeah, you got it.
Good luck!
Yeah.
Then you find a bird on the ground, and you're like, do I have to... What do I do?
Clean it
do
up.
Do I save this bird if it's still alive, or just leave it here for the...
So, when I was a kid, my mom said that I just brought in a robin's nest with eggs in it.
Oh, no. Just you killed all those robins.
No, they were like eggs that weren't hatched or something like that, and they were like a couple... They were only like two.
Oh, like stillborn?
They were just...
You're like the first bird abortion doctor.
Well, I guess at the time, I probably took those birds from the...
They were going to be warmed and hatched, and you just doomed them.
No.
But now that mother bird was probably like, hoo-hoo. Like, maybe it was a one-night stand.
Hell yeah.
And so you
probably
saved
did her,
her
a service. She probably just went right out she back got,
like,
to the nightclub
She went
life.
To go tour probably on a year-long backpacking before she had to settle down.
I was going
to
say she probably just went and did that dancing career she always wanted to, and made a little money for a year.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did maybe a...
Doing bird dances.
Lewd bird dances for,
Lewd.
Yeah,
yes. Very nice.
Know?
Very nice. You know what we should do is we should probably take a quick break.
Oh, yeah, I'm on strike from that. Hey, Jappers.
Oh, I can... Do you want me to hit the...
Oh, it's okay, man. It's okay.
Oh, okay. Jumper's just going to hit the brake button.
Don't worry about it. You ain't supposed to touch the brake button, Levi. You know
I know. I just thought maybe I'd earn it.
That's why Dan's here, but he's on strike, He's trying to get a higher wage from, Sir Laughs-a-Lot. So,
No, I understand. I actually can't talk about it because I already signed the new contract.
What?
So I'm not striking.
You did?
I'm not...
I thought we were going to go
Well, I can't touch the... I mean, I can't touch the brake button.
Woo.
So I don't have a dog in that fight. And I already, I'm fine with the dental coverage we get now. I don't really need advancement.
You get dental coverage?
I think we have pretty different contracts. That's the thing.
I just get it like that.
You get a? Did he send you a Pliers?
Yeah, he just sent me a Pliers.
Use this if you need it.
And a screwdriver. And he said that was my doctor's medical bills.
Oof.
From that thing. What do you get?
I get the top level Blue Cross Blue Shield coverage. Like
top
I can,
level?
I can go to any doctor's office in the country. Actually, I think anywhere in the international, anywhere they speak English, just walk in, and I have a card. I just show them, and they do whatever for no charge.
Ooh, Dan, you better hook yourself up with a new contract, my man.
Yeah, you might want to sign that contract.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, well, I'm on strike for this, so I'm sorry. Solidarity, okay. Man. Your solidarity, my man.
Well, I just hope he doesn't bring in a scab.
What?
Like, if you're not going to work anymore, if somebody else comes in to co-host with me. I don't know what I'll do. That'll be a tough choice.
Because
I got to keep working.
I'm not leaving.
Well, if you're on strike.
I'm just on strike from the break button.
I know, but what if you decide to broaden it out and you're not going to do the program anymore?
Well, we'll have to wait and see, I guess.
Yeah. So if you guys hear a different voice any point, it might mean Dan's out. But I'm going to hang in because I'm good.
We know you're good, Levi. We know you're damn good, all right?
Look, Jumpers, can you just hit the break?
Yeah.
See, this is why when Dan does it, it doesn't go on for two more minutes.
That's a good point. See, we're going to have this is going to happen a lot tonight.
It's a challenge. It's a challenge.
You find this button. Oh, man, okay. What is this? Oh, this bird jizz. I'm going to hit the button.
Tweet in the morning. Tweet in the morning. Tweet in the morning. Tweet in the morning. Tweet in the morning, tweet in the morning, tweet in the morning, tweet in the morning, tweet in the morning.
Are back and you're listening to Trends, and the birds are just kind of circling our heads now.
Yeah, they're going. They went up into the balcony.
There they go. So
Dan, the thank birds you for are the gone. Bird.
Okay,
well,
and there's
you're welcome, Esmeralda.
Esmeralda is on the balcony. Everybody remembers Esmeralda, I'm sure.
Dan, thank you. I love these birds. They're my favorite.
So we have a family of gypsies who have pretty much settled into the studios, and Dan has taken up with one of the.
Well,
young gypsy
we'll see where it goes.
Ladies. Yeah, we will. We'll see.
Yeah. You're welcome, where it goes. Ez.
Wow, nicknames. So that's...
Why don't you shorten your name? It's not really...
Yeah, I know.
I won't tell you what I really call it.
Please don't.
Okay.
Please don't tell me.
Right, I won't.
I believe you've texted it to me several times.
Ooh.
And I would like you to stop doing
that. Those were texts I wasn't supposed to send.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't know if you have my name next to hers or what. But
I think so.
Please stop sending me those texts.
Okay.
That's gross.
If that happens again, just look.
Gross.
Oh, yeah, that is gross. Is this bargism? Yeah, it's bargism.
Why is she... Oh, God.
It's definitely bargism.
Anyway, so we're talking about birds. So I'm just going to just get past lady stuff. I've never had a pet bird before.
I haven't either.
You haven't had a pet bird before either? But I'm fascinated by the connection that I'm interested with birds. I'll just tell you this, is the relationship to dinosaurs.
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Because when we were young,
mm-hmm.
it was like dinosaurs are lizards.
Yep.
That's it.
But
then this sort of the science started unravel and come out about, you know, this probably a genetic relationship from birds whose ancestors were dinosaurs.
Yeah.
The same bones, dinosaurs. It looks like a lot of them had feathers now.
Yeah, it makes sense because sometimes some birds, if you look at them, just look like a little bit like shriveled lizard, you know, with
mm-hmm,
feathers.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of what they look like. They have some of the same movements and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It makes sense. Like, I found out about it from watching Nova when I was like in junior high. Way back in the day, they had some...
And that was on prom night.
Absolutely.
Junior prom.
Yeah, I had my prom. I had my Nova prom.
You were
prom.
At Nova.
Nova prom.
You were at rented tux.
Scored some episodes of Nova.
There we go.
And I basically watched some episodes of Nova, and it's a good time. That's where I learned it, that blew my mind, that, you know.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing.
It was great to watch the scientists fight on that show. It's one of my favorite things to see.
Yeah, just disagreeing.
Yeah, just disagreeing as people do, and, you know, it was so much fun to watch.
The thing I like about when scientists disagree is someone's right.
Yeah,
like, eventually... We're going to find out one of them was right. Most other arguments that happen, like, in public, you know, like, any big, anything on television where people are disagreeing, that's never going to resolve.
It's not opinions. It's, like, facts.
Right. You know? And science, it's people interpreting information, but eventually enough people are going to be like, this is what this means, that the other, like, three dudes are going to be like, I was wrong. I was wrong.
Or sometimes they're dicks.
That's true.
And they, like, it's been proven through history where if they're already in a position of power,
they just
dig
in their heels.
Dig in their heels like write more papers even though they're wrong.
Well, that happened to Galileo with the whole the earth is moving around the sun. And then the church was like, hey, we're the most powerful thing in the whole world.
Well,
shut up, idiot.
Did I already talk about this with...
Probably.
With... I might have how calculus was like in actually in, like... The things that led to calculus were invented by Archimedes.
Yeah, you talked about it.
Okay,
so don't bring it up again.
That's just fucking erase.
No one wants to hear that shit.
I'm gonna come in and hit the erase button, all right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna hit the erase button. We're just gonna erase that.
That actually.
There's burges everywhere in this place.
Yeah, all you did was back up this recording.
Did I?
All right.
Well,
Dan,
you know how to do this. Would you just get off your ass and let
me do
it? All right, fine.
There is a bird jizz everywhere.
Man, it's everywhere. I just thought the bird jizzed on you. Just got everywhere.
Yeah, well, it was a. They
I
had
just
a good
rubbed
time.
It in my eye. I just rubbed it in my eye. Can you believe that?
You'll be fine. You'll be fine. It's a new life will happen in your eye. Your eye. You'll be reborn.
Do you think my eyes are gonna have a bird eye?
No, that doesn't make any biological sense.
Doesn't. Don't. Right. Yeah, you're right. The first second that came out of my mouth.
Hey Dan, isn't there a band called The Birds?
Yes, with a Y.
Is it B Y R D S or B I R D Y?
BYRDS, I think.
I think you're probably right.
I might be right if I'm
wrong. They have like a couple of big hit songs, right?
I don't know much about them. I know that like Crosby was in it from Crosby. There might have been another guy from. They had a bunch.
Bill Crosby.
Yes, Bill Crosby and he was. In
I
it.
Only said that to make you laugh. That's the dumbest kind of joke.
Yeah, it was like
and
I'm trying to remember.
I'd like a round of applause, not from you.
I'll give you one, Levi.
What? Esmeralda?
Really, Esmeralda?
He's never been anything but indifferent to rude towards me.
I just wanted to see you, Dan.
What? That's weird. I don't like your friend, Dan. I'll just be honest.
We don't have to.
That's true. That's true. So you don't know anything about the birds. So I'm sorry I brought it up.
No,
I thought you knew music. You don't.
No, I don't.
You don't know.
The Birds is one of the bands I'm trying to get
into.
They're
like 70s, right?
Yeah, they're 70s, like late 60s too. Like they had a bunch of people in them. I'm trying to think. I know. I can't think of this dude's name now. I love this. Like anytime.
Is it Ted?
Yeah, it's Ted Leo. Ted Leo.
Is it Ted Leo?
No, it's not Ted Leo. Well, can't remember his name, but it'll probably come to me at some point in the episode. There was another really famous, like, kind of early old country dude who's in the Flying Burrito Brothers and stuff like that.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah, but he was, people like him. He was in the Birds for a little
bit. Anytime I hear old country, I just think Ryan Adams.
Well, it was before old country was okay. Old country. It was like in the late 60s, so it was, you know, like...
Just country.
Yeah.
Just well, like, kind maybe of just, listenable country.
Yeah, exactly. Like
is
a
that
little
what
bit
that means?
Rockin' country. You know,
right.
Stuff
we
like
just
that,
added
so.
Some good straightforward guitar. And
yeah, yeah, yeah. But they're one of those bands that I've never really, like, gotten into. I know people love them and stuff like that. And it's just, maybe it'll happen someday, but the moment's probably passed for me.
Yeah, I don't know their music. Yeah. And I don't really feel like I'm missing out on anything.
At this point, I don't think I am either, you know?
No, not at all.
But it's, you ever hear that song, The Bird is the Word?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I can't.
Bird is the word. Bird is the word. That's like right up there with like Yakety Sax. You know, like those same dumb like
album of those songs.
There, oh, I'm sure there is. Like the top
Yakety Sax
dumb songs because they're novelty songs, right? That's what those are called.
Yeah,
novelty songs.
I love that people think they can make a career out of that. It's like
people make. I mean, they must be making a lot of money on the ones that
hit off of it. But like, you ain't gonna get much more than that. Like,
I don't know. Do you think there's one dude who's say, got like 10 big novelty songs?
Yeah, there's the guy who does it. Like, you know, obviously, like. I guess Weird Al's not a novelty song guy.
No, he's a parody. He's great. I think he's great.
Yeah, No. I'm not knocking him at all. I shouldn't have thrown his hat in the parody.
No. He does parodies. He's just not a novelty. I get it, because Dr. Demento plays novelty songs, and he broke Al Yankovic, you know, just to go into the story a little bit. Yeah. I think people probably know Dr. Demento was a DJ in, I think, California initially.
Probably.
And he played, like, comedy songs, novelty songs, other weird stuff.
I don't need to hear that song, Fishheads. Ever again, anymore.
Yeah, it's boring.
Do you know the one? Even when I was a kid, we'd play it, and I'd be like, I always felt like there was something I was missing, and then when I saw it later in life, I'm like, no, there wasn't anything
you
I was fucking missing. It just didn't, you know, it was, what is it, 1980, so it probably be.
I like jokes like that I like, oh, I don't get this joke. I guess, you know, there's just something I don't know. And then, like, years go by, and then you get exposed to it again, and you're like, oh, that's not an actually funny joke. Like, that's not just not funny.
Yeah,
like, I thought I was wrong.
Nope.
And it turns out the joke is wrong.
It's very satisfying, isn't it? When you had those instincts that were correct when you
But
were
there
child.
Are certainly other times where I don't get this, and then you're later like, oh, I get why that's funny. I still don't like it. But I just didn't understand what was
happening. Yeah, I remember I used to watch Monty Python when I was a kid and not... Unless they were
you just knew
games.
Funny stuff was happening.
Yeah, and I knew it was happening, and the rhythm was funny, and like if they did things like you know stupid things like fire to give the bird. If sometimes they were
right, but
physical.
When you're like eight and there's some weird wordplay, you don't know what's
but
happening.
But then all of a sudden, magically, I remember suddenly like, oh, like, that is really funny, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But I think the cheese shop. There's a cheese shop thing
cheese
that I remember when I first was young and saw it. I knew there was it was just a misunderstanding funny.
Yes.
But I didn't get other, like, I didn't get what
later.
Else was happening.
I just waited for him to scream at the bouzouki player.
Yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
That part.
But I think
I had
that
the
was
audio
it.
Recording,
like,
so.
That's not supposed to be the main punchline.
No, no,
but
no.
That is when you're a little kid, you're like, hey, look how mad he's getting.
Like, I didn't get why Cheddar was like, he got so mad about this.
Right.
You know, that whole line.
Or even just the gag of listing cheeses.
Yes,
you know,
yes,
like,
you just don't
I didn't
it.
Understand what that's happening. Now.
And you also don't understand that, like, probably every kid in high school drama probably does that sketch.
Oh, know? Like for their competing?
Yeah,
like
and stuff like that at some point.
Forensics or
yes,
the speech
I
team or
guarantee
whatever
probably
is.
Somewhere once a year somebody does that. You
did
know?
You do that?
No, I never did speech.
Did you participate in anything in high school?
No, I didn't do anything.
You didn't do like the school newspaper? Or
no, I just went straight home and...
And watched Nova.
Watched Nova and read books.
And scored.
Listen to music. Yeah.
And now what's different about you?
I have a cat. And me. Oh, and
Esmeralda. Esmeralda. Okay, that's
thank
true.
You.
That's
there's
true.
A lot of bird jism up here. These birds are putting jism everywhere.
They're not putting it everywhere. I mean,
they are placing it. They're going down and looking me in the eye and then spraying jism and then flying away.
Those are very aware birds. I'm not very comfortable.
I want you to get them out of here, Dan.
Well, you know what? We're in the middle of the show, as I've told you every week for, I don't know, a month and a half. So we're not going to take care of your problems right
if
now.
If you don't get these birds out of here... You will not be participating in something later, Dan. I'll be right back, Levi.
Okay, well, there's Dan. Dan's going, so we're going to bring in a scab, as we told you.
What the fuck did you call
might
me?
Happen. Oh, no, like, it's, you know, when someone's on strike.
I don't care what the fuck the name is. You do not call me scab. I don't care what it means.
Okay, blister.
Fair enough.
Wow, really? I didn't think you'd...
What would you rather have? Blister or scab?
A scab means it's healing, right? I think a blister... A blister! Yeah!
There you go.
That's what I was going to say. I'd totally rather have a blister. Yeah. Good. So, Chompers, we are talking about birds.
Yeah.
That is the topic on the table today.
Yeah, I had a bird growing up.
You had a pet bird?
I did. I had three of them.
What kind of birds did you have?
I had a raven. I had an ocelot. And I had an ostrich.
Wow, those are awesome birds.
They were.
You know, so maybe you know something about this. You know, Edgar Allan Poe, you mentioned a raven. Edgar Allan Poe was my favorite writer.
Who's that?
He wrote poems and like really dark.
So he was his sister.
No, he wrote really dark short stories. But he wrote a poem about a raven, but it's really like scary. It's like a scary black humor kind of poem.
Are you sure about that? I saw a movie called The Raven that had a... Who's that guy, Vincent Price, that motherfucker?
Yeah.
There's no poems in that motherfucker, you
no,
sure?
Yeah, yeah. Edgar Allan Poe wrote, like, stories that got turned into movies a lot, too. And they turned some of his poems into some stories, too. But he wrote a story called The Telltale Heart that is awesome.
Excuse me, say that
about
again?
The Telltale Heart, about a guy going crazy. He wrote a story called A Pit in the Pendulum. It's like a torture place.
Ooh, he likes playing with the peas in that one.
He does. He's Poe is his name.
So oh, there you go.
He pees it up.
I'm going to have to read this guy.
He's from Baltimore, so I think you have family in Baltimore.
I do. I got tons of family in Baltimore.
Yeah, he's like a Maryland guy.
This motherfucker?
I don't know. He's a really famous writer.
You think if you walk around Baltimore, there'd probably be somewhere, like his house or something.
I'm pretty sure there's...
Probably have a raven statue somewhere.
They might have a raven. I bet they have a Poe statue in Maryland somewhere in Maryland.
There was a place I walked by. I've never been into. It's called the Forlorn Letter.
Yeah, that's an Edgar Allan Poe thing.
It is?
Yes.
I was wondering about that place.
You know, next time you're wondering about a place, you just go in a place.
I usually do, but it looked kind of funny. It looked kind of weird and dark and mysterious in there. I just wasn't in the mood.
Well, you know,
day.
you like science fiction books.
Yes, I do.
And Edgar Allan Poe has some elements that seem kind of science fiction-y,
sure
so you might
this?
Like that, yeah.
I thought I'd gone back and traced all the roots of sci-fi.
Well, I mean, it's not overt, but I think he influenced some sci-fi writers.
You've opened up a whole new doorway, Levi. I'm going to have to check this out.
I'm really glad that I could be of some service to you.
Well, I'm glad you are.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, but I had three birds.
Yeah, an ocelot, an ostrich, and a raven.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that sounds like the start of a joke to me. An ocelot, an ostrich, and a raven walk into a bar. Bartender says, "What can I get you guys?" Ocelot says, "I have nothing." Jumpers, I was hoping you were going to interrupt me at some point.
No, I'm going to let you go.
And you were just—I was writing a joke while talking.
Let me tell you, I live with all three of these birds. It was no joke.
Oh, I'm
sure. We did walk into bars.
Those are big birds. Like a raven's not that big, but an ocelot's pretty big.
Well, the ostrich died before it was fully grown. Choked on some food that I gave it.
What'd you feed the ostrich?
Steaks and stuff.
You can't.
I can feed him whatever I want.
They eat like grains and plants.
Steak is the only thing he'd eat.
Is he like a bloodthirsty ostrich?
Yeah.
That's
I don't know. He'd only take the steak, a raw hamburger.
What?
Yeah.
I think you had a Venus flytrap.
Oh, I know about those.
Those green plants.
Yeah, it looks like those plants in like, what's that thing called?
Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah, Little Shop of Horrors. Yeah. I ain't got the, it ain't him. No, I just had, it was an ostrich named Phil.
That's a boring name for
it was, but I didn't name him. He came to me like that. He'd only answer the phone.
Okay.
He'd only eat steak.
Okay.
He'd only eat raw hamburger.
Hold on. You had an ostrich named Phil?
Yeah.
Who, did he like cheesesteak? Was he from Philadelphia?
Yeah, sometimes he put it on there, yeah.
So, Philly ate cheesesteaks.
I didn't put that together.
Like that's...
And the ocelot and the raven, they would like hang out on his back. Like, the ostrich like go for walks in the neighborhood. He was a real independent ostrich, Phil was. And, like, you take these Raven and the Ocelot. They didn't have names. I just called them Raven and Ocelot.
Those are great names. You don't even need names.
No, you don't. They took
titles.
Them. You know, they didn't know. But they would take them for walks around the neighborhood and stuff like that. They'd get all guzzied up. They'd, like, put on little special bird clothes and hats and stuff like that. And they'd go walking about and stuff like that. They were very, very well known in the neighborhood. I only had them when I was young.
Yeah.
Once the ostrich choked, the other two, you know, they missed going on their walks. And they went out on the walks on their own. They ended up getting hit by a bus.
What?
Yeah, you know, they weren't used to doing things like crossing the street and looking both ways and stuff like that. And they didn't realize, they were kind of dumb, that they could fly and stuff like that. You know, you don't need to be walking around the neighborhood. Like, if you're a bird, why would you walk around the neighborhood? You know, like, maybe it's like us. We see a bird and we're like, wouldn't be great if we could fly. Maybe a bird sees us and say, wouldn't it be great if I could walk, even though they can, you know? That's the only thing I could figure out. But yeah, they didn't, I guess the witnesses said that, you know, they didn't look both ways and bus just smacked into them. Nothing left but feathers and guts and just a mist of blood.
That's a sad story, Jumper.
It was a sad week. I cried very hard.
Well, it's hard to have pets, is the thing.
I haven't had too many since then.
No.
Have you had any pets?
Yeah, I've had a lot of pets.
Any birds?
No, I never had any pet birds.
They're beautiful creatures. The bond between a man and a bird is something sacred.
You know, you're talking about losing your birds. We had a death in the family.
Are you okay, Lever?
No, just a couple days ago, we lost someone really, really important, and just kind of reminded me of that. It's really hard to get over that kind of stuff, you know, when you lose something.
I'm going to do something for you, Levi.
What do you got?
Bring it here. Come on. We'll go hug.
Oh, you going to hug?
I'm going to give you a big squeeze.
Wow.
Let it out, my man. Let it out.
Thanks, Joppers.
Yeah, you know, it's okay.
I just really like that shirt.
Shirt?
You know, I was a part of the family, you know. I just had this blue shirt for like 10 years. And
what?
And the buttons slowly came off, and I kept, and just... 2 days ago, there was just too many tears. I couldn't maintain it anymore. And so it's really nice that you can support me like this. And
was there somebody in the shirt that died?
No, it was my shirt. But the shirt, I lost the shirt, and it's. I'll never get it back. I'll never get that. You know, I can buy. You know, they still sell the same kind of shirt, but it's not the same. You know, I had a history with the shirt, and
motherfucker,
it's a lot like your bird.
I'm attracting that hug.
What?
I'm attracting that hug.
You can't take back a hug.
That's bullshit. You're crying over a shirt? This much over a shirt? That's not what a responsible man does.
That's the best. This is probably the best shirt I've ever had.
I just told you about losing an ostrich, an ocelot, and a raven. And this is what you bring me? They got hit by a bus.
The shirt's name was Lawrence. I named it Lawrence.
You named it Lawrence.
I didn't even tell Dan about this. You made me... I thought he could trust
Dan's,
you.
You think I'm mad? Dan's going to kill you when he finds out.
You're right. He liked that shirt. He's going to be pretty disappointed.
He is. He's probably going to be sadder than you are.
Yeah.
He loved that shirt. He thought that was the best shirt you wore.
Well, it was a great...
This is silly.
I don't even know if I can go on with it.
Two grown men. When Dan gets down, he's probably going to start crying.
Never lost somebody you cared about?
I've lost plenty of people I've cared about.
Well, then why are you yelling at me?
But
you
should understand this.
It becomes like a person.
How?
Something
does it
that...
talk to you? Can you caress it? Can you take it out to dinner?
Yes, I've done all of those things with my shirt.
All right, yeah, you probably
I've talked to it. Sorry. I've worn it out to dinner.
You've worn it out to dinner?
Yeah, it's a shirt.
That's true. I guess that was just the way it was
phrased. And I just caress it. Yeah. I smooth out the wrinkles, you know. I starch it.
Have you always had a fascination with fabrics, Levi?
Yes, of
course.
Motherfucker,
I ain't judging you, but maybe you need to go to a psychiatrist or something about this. Like, it ain't natural for a man to make love to fabric.
I didn't make love to it.
Well, the way you're talking right now.
No, I just take care of my clothes.
Take care. I'm going to put that in those little
scare quotes.
Yeah, I'm going to do that because take care, is that what you do with that? Maybe that's why that shirt didn't last too long.
It lasted 10 years.
Maybe it decided to take its own life.
Hey, that's not cool to say, man. Hey,
you can't be doing that stuff to shirts without their permission.
No, it just got worn out from overwashing.
Sure it did, Levi.
It didn't take its own... It loved me. It loved being my shirt.
I'm sure it did. I'm sure that's what it told you. Maybe
it didn't talk to me. I'm not crazy, John.
Did you ever find that shirt wet when it wasn't supposed to be? Maybe that shirt was crying itself to sleep. Maybe it didn't like what you were doing to it, Levi.
Don't talk that way. That's not... I just lost this thing that mattered to me. You're being really insensitive.
I'm sorry. I guess I got to put myself in your shoes. I apologize. It just seems
kind of silly. No, don't take my shoes. Look, I already lost a shirt.
I'm not going to take your shoes, especially not today. There's probably Burgessism. But, you know...
There is a little bit of Burgess on my shoes.
Yeah, you know, probably in them, too. I ain't going to touch your shoes right now.
There is Burgess in my shoe. How did this get inside of here?
Everywhere. I don't understand this. I'm really sorry about your loss, Levi. I'm sorry.
Thanks. You know what? Can we just take a quick break? Because I just need a minute to kind of compose myself and get myself back together. And...
Yeah, no probs. God damn it.
There's just a lot of burns.
This butt
semen.
Is slick with semen.
Yeah, it is. Regarde le serpent mignon. Mortu le serpent salut.
It's the bird. It must have been the bird. Disgusting, twitter, it must. We should have known better than trust. This disease infested ball of lust and carnage. Piece of garbage.
Welcome back to Trends.
Levi, I just heard.
Dan is returned, and...
I didn't catch the birds, but I just heard. I'm really sorry, man.
Thanks. Thank you. We don't have to get back into it. I just got myself sort of
why
back.
Why don't you call me when it happened?
I couldn't really talk. Like, I was a mess. You know what? Normally, if something bad happens, I go put Lawrence on, and I feel better. So when something bad happens,
that was a really nice shirt you wore.
It'll be okay, Dan. No, Dan, okay. Dan, come on, man, don't be that way. You know, okay.
Just give me a minute.
I still have Roger in my pants. I mean,
oh, you do?
Yeah, I mean, there's still.
We'll go out after. You know? I'll get you a new shirt, man.
Well, I don't need to replace. You know,
we'll get Lawrence.
We'll get Lawrence. It's not even cold
yet.
We'll
get Lawrence 2 back up there. We'll be all right.
All right, thanks, Dan. Thank you. Let's just move forward. You know, let's. Hey, you know, I got it. Let's talk about something you love, basketball. Now, Larry Bird was
the quintessential Mustang.
An important figure in not just basketball, in sports, really. Like, aside from just the sort of Magic Johnson-Larry Bird relationship, which was one of those...
White men can jump. Relationships?
No.
Are you sure?
Why did you have to make it racial?
Why is Larry Bird's whitey kid jump?
He wasn't really known for his jumping, was he?
No, I guess
not. He's mostly known for his good hands and his ball handling.
Yeah, and his shooting.
3-point.
Yeah.
He's isn't really about
jumping. I don't know a lot about him, but I did see...
Oh, Larry Bird?
Oh, man, I know he's supposed
to be... From French Lick, Indiana.
Huh?
French Lick, Indiana. I think, isn't he?
There can't be a place on this earth called
French
Lick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's something that happens in...
It's a tiny little town in Indiana. That's where he's from. He, like, a homemade backboard is where he learned to do his free throws. He'd shoot, like, 1,000 a day.
French Lick is what... Okay, all right. That's cool.
No, not French Silk. The pie? You're thinking of the pie that she makes?
No, no.
And I'm telling you that he's from French Lick, Indiana. Near Gary, Indiana? You've heard of Gary, Indiana?
No.
Have you heard of Indiana? There's a state
I know of
Indiana.
Indiana. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I've been to Fred, Indiana. And I've been to Bob, Indiana, but I've never been to, was it Gary?
Gary?
Indiana?
Yeah.
No, I missed that one. Missed that
and
one.
French Lake is where Larry Bird is.
Is it French Lake or French Lick?
Lick.
Yeah.
L-I-C-K. Right. French Lick. I don't know what's weird about that. That's just the name of I mean, it's a funny name. That's why it sticks in my head. I learned about it, and it just sort of stayed. So, anyways, Larry Bird. The relationship between Larry Bird and Magic Johnson is fascinating.
Yes.
Because it was this thing that sort of elevated the game.
Like well, everyone. College
and pros.
Even my parents talk about, you know, because they watched basketball back then, and they would say that was fantastic to watch, like, that rivalry going on and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Amazing.
That's what brought them together, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's just, oh, you're watching this too? Yeah, hooray! And then your mom was jumping up and down with her
arms. Yeah, she does,
Larry
Bird! Loves Larry
Bird.
She will still, to this day, I'll say, I like
she loves
basketball,
but she's super racist, so he's, like, the perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
The perfect fit for your mother.
All my mom cares about is where they went to college. Like, literally, if I'm watching
Oh, really? Any basketball player?
Literally... Every single player that I like. Where'd they go to college? And my dad's got to run up and look it up on the computer if they don't know. And it's my mom just loves.
Is that a parent thing? It seems like a lot of parents like are like older people maybe.
They
just don't really care about.
Well, they're more into college basketball. So like I think they've watched a lot of these guys.
Where did he go to college?
I don't know about Larry. Probably Indiana. I don't know. But
I bet he did.
But like Dwayne Wade, the man. He went to Marquette. Why do I know that? Because every single time. I'm watching
your
the game.
Did.
He went to Marquette. Yeah.
Now, okay, I've just recently heard some buzz about nerd chic in the NBA. Dwayne Wade, as so many people mention.
Literally.
He just wears glasses.
Yes, and a bow tie.
That's not
you
the
saw
same
that picture?
Thing.
Yeah. All the dudes, because they had Stoudemire in there too, and they had Kevin Durant, and they had one other dude.
They're just black dudes in glasses.
Black dudes with like some nice checkered shirt.
Yeah.
Glasses.
What? That's
yeah,
not
they're like nerd chic. I'm like, you guys aren't nerds.
They're not. Programming computers.
But Dwayne Wade had a yellow bow tie on. I'm like, you want some bean pies with that, my brother?
6'7" professional basketball player with a huge penis.
Yes,
he's not a nerd.
You're Dwayne Wade, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're practically Spider-Man. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was a huge reach.
Yeah.
Like, a huge reach.
I agree. The only one that looked nerdy was Dwayne Wade with that bow tie.
But the bow tie. And that is, like, intentional. Like,
yeah,
he
exactly.
wants to do that a little
exactly.
bit.
Exactly.
But that doesn't mean you can just go find some other photos of other black dudes with black rimmed glasses and just go, hey, look, everyone's dressed like a nerd.
The thing I felt like a nerd is because I love Kevin Durant, and they had him with a backpack on, and the article said, like, Nike loved his backpack so much that they made, like, a Kevin Durant line of backpacks.
Oh, yeah,
it's quickly sold out, and I want one now.
You want a Kevin Durant backpack?
Oh, my God, I would love a Kevin Durant
backpack. Are you into Kevin Durant?
Hell yeah.
Where does he play?
He plays Oklahoma, and they're going to take the championship this year. Note it.
So, okay. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
I don't actually know anything about the NBA.
Well, I'm just being... I hope they take it. That's what I'm going for.
Is Wally Szczerbiak still good?
I'm not sure. Who does he play for? I still don't know a lot of names. Like, I literally went and saw a Clippers game.
I think he played in 95.
Probably. I went and saw a Clippers game, and they played a guy that I hadn't seen before.
What are Latrell Sprewell's numbers like this year?
I think they're pretty good.
Is Clyde Drexler still...
Yeah, the Drex? Yeah.
Clyde the Glide.
Clyde the Glide and, what is it, Downtown Barry Brown?
Is that a guy?
Yeah, hell yeah. And, Too True.
He was making a name.
John Fu. Yeah,
mine were real.
No, this guy was an Asian.
I was naming real people.
It's like the first Asian guy to ever play basketball. Too True, John Fu.
That's,
that's Jeremy Lin, I'm sorry.
It's the first Asian guy?
No, that's
okay. No, wasn't there a...
Yeah, we're talking, Asian, we're talking Yao Ming, I think.
Yao Ming was the first big one. I mean, you know, there was others, I'm sure. Mm-hmm.
But there was big news this last week, because Stoudemire got mad and
this is the NBA section of the Trends program.
Yeah, we should really stop this.
No, go ahead. Big news.
No, it wasn't big news. Just somebody, it's the playoffs right now, so it's first round of playoffs, and Stoudemire. Well, the Knicks are getting killed by Miami. And I think their first game they lost by like 30-something points. Second game was like 16 points or something. One of the guys, one of my favorite dudes on the team, Stoudemire, like I guess in the locker room, got mad and punched something that was made of glass. And so, like, I didn't see the game, but I just saw footage of him. They had him in a hoodie, like, skulking off to, like, the bus afterwards.
Yeah, angrily.
Yeah, and I was like, whoa, what's up with that? And they're like, he punched something in the locker room, hurt his hand, you know? Mm. Not a good move.
Well, maybe he's dressed more like a nerd.
Yeah,
maybe. Apparently
that
makes you more mature. Yeah. I don't really understand what the premise is.
Well, Dan, you're dressed like a nerd, I'm just going to say.
You are a bit of a nerd.
And you are too, Levi. You both got glasses.
Yeah, we're just wearing glasses, Jumpers.
Yeah, that's what it takes.
It is. I think that's the thing. You just wear glasses and you're a nerd.
Yeah.
That's, you know, Jumpers, I meant to ask you on the break, but do we have a guest for the program today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's out. He's ready to go.
Okay, well, you know, we could probably get the guest in here.
Yeah, I'll get him going. He's just, I warn you guys. Don't judge him by his appearance. He seems like a nice guy.
Is he a nerd? Does he look like a nerd?
Yeah, he's wearing glasses and a bow tie.
He's wearing glasses and a bow tie?
He's wearing two bow ties.
Is it Dwayne Wade?
I wish. Are you kidding me? Guys, if it was Dwayne Wade...
Go on.
He would have come... I mean, I would have just grabbed the mic and gone out there in the lobby. You wouldn't have had a show out here. Trust me.
Did you just hijack our show?
Yeah, and Dan would agree with me. Wouldn't you, Dan? Yeah. I'm pretty sure that I would agree with that, because it's Dwayne Wade.
Well, he's not. It's not him, so...
Yeah, definitely not him.
Because he'd be wearing a thing that says his name on it.
Yeah, well, this guy has a mask on, too. It's kind of weird.
A mask?
I don't understand. He can probably explain it a little bit.
Jim Carrey from The Mask?
Are you kidding me? I would kick him out of the studio.
Did he say smoking?
Jim Carrey is not allowed in here. I don't care if he comes in here. He is not allowed in here.
It's a good rule. I support your rule.
Yeah, absolutely, right?
Yeah, indeed.
I'll go get the guest, all right? It's not Jim Carrey. It's not Dwayne Wade.
Okay, it's probably Jim Wade or Dwayne Carey.
Yeah, good one.
He was just being so mean. I was obviously that was stupid. I know that was stupid, but I don't know why Jumpers had to be.
I don't know either.
I mean, come on, Dan. You know, like I say dumb stuff on purpose.
No, I've said far stupider stuff. I mean, pretty much anything I say is far dumber.
We're just stupid.
I don't
people,
know why he's doing that.
But you don't have to mock me.
He used to be a dickhead. Like he's not the one in here doing this shit.
No, just doing a little tiny bit of wordplay, like a tiny bit. Like not even being self indulgent.
I must say it was a very nice job.
Now you're kind of being a dick.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're being
genuine.
Sincere.
Yeah.
See, now I'm on the defensive.
Yeah, it's like, okay. Jumpers put you
now. We're gonna have a guest in here, and I'm probably going to be like, what are you trying to say? Not Dwayne Wade. But can we call him not Dwayne Wade? Because until we find out his name.
Take it. We'll have to see.
That is a mask. Okay.
That guy's wearing a lot of leather.
Hello, sir. If you want to have a seat way over there, that would be totally...
Right here.
Okay, that's fine. Close is fine, too. Thanks for coming to Trends today. Welcome
nice.
To the studio.
Thank you for having me here.
That's Dan, and I'm Levi.
And I'm not Dwayne Wade. I heard you.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about Dwayne Wade. And
would you like to know why I wear two bow ties?
Sure, yeah. Why do you?
I would like to know, too.
Okay. That's...
Doesn't make much sense, sir.
No. Mercurial. That's a very nice mystery you've laid out for us.
You're what?
Mercurial, it's mysterious. Let's not dwell on
that
it.
That doesn't sound like a word.
Well, not Dwayne Wade. Maybe you could introduce yourself to us and our listeners and tell us what your connection to... we're talking about birds, so I assume you know something about birds. Maybe you're a bird expert. Maybe you help heal bald eagles with broken wings and bring them back to life and set them into the... I'm guessing no based on the stare you're giving me.
So
go ahead and introduce yourself, sir.
Oh, my name is Kyle Fenneman.
Kyle Fenneman?
Yes.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Fenneman.
Yes, and I represent the Bird Police Association of the United States of America.
The Bird Police?
Association.
The BPA?
Yes, of the United States of America.
Okay. So, Do you regulate bird crimes?
Yes. I don't know if you know this, but birds never trust a bird. Birds are always up to no good. They're always up to dangerous things. They're always up to shenanigans. You think they're just doing their bird-type stuff, but their bird-type stuff is inherently bringing down society.
So you think birds are intentionally doing bad things?
I don't think I know.
I mean, for example, our studio, we had some birds in here.
You have birds in here right now?
No, I think they've gone.
But well, I hear them. I hear them rustling around.
But you'll see there's a lot of bird goo.
This is birdism. Why do you see what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I don't think they did that on purpose. I think they were just being birds.
They did this on purpose.
You think it was malicious?
Yes, birds like to shoot their jism.
What?
All over the place, yes.
Well, I didn't believe that until today, but it does seem like a lot of...
If you keep a bird in an enclosed space for longer than 2 minutes, they'll begin shooting their jism everywhere.
Wow, I mean that...
As you can see, you won't even know till you get home, but there's jism in spots that you don't even know where it reached.
I can't really hear out of my left ear. I was wondering if that
Hang on.
Okay. Don't eat the...
Bird jism.
Oh, okay.
You just
ate jism out of my ear.
I didn't eat it. I just licked it.
Okay. Well, that's semantics. So, Mr. Fenneman, so you work for the Bird Police.
I am the Bird Police Association.
So it's a one-man organization.
Yes.
Okay. And so are you, like, do you work for the city?
I work for
self-appointed?
Justice. I work for progress, and I work for wiping out all birds of all kinds everywhere.
So you want to destroy birds?
I want to stop crime. I want to stop bird shenanigans.
Okay.
The only way to do it is to capture the birds and make them repent.
Repent?
Yes, I put them in... I have a bird prison.
Okay, that's sort of weird.
It's not weird. We have human prison. Why is it... Does that seem weird to you?
Well, I mean, I'm not a big fan of human prison, but I understand it. Humans have... cognitive abilities, and they can plan out acts.
And what did many of those humans do to get into that prison?
I don't know.
Well, a lot of them were framed. I think the police sometimes use their power to...
I mean, Dan's usually a conspiracy guy, but I think he's probably right.
I'm not talking to you, young man.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Dan. Obviously people steal sometimes
birds
and hurt
steal.
Other people.
Birds steal.
Birds steal?
All the time.
What do birds steal?
They steal food. All the time.
Like, you mean, like, just from the ground?
Yes. That's not theirs. They can't have it.
Well, it's just litter. I mean, it's just garbage.
That's not theirs. Were they born with it? No, then it's not theirs.
Well, I wasn't born with this shirt on.
But you bought it. Somebody gave it to you.
Yeah, that's true.
Birds steal. Birds are stealing right now. There are approximately right now 12 billion birds on this planet, and they're all stealing. All of them right now.
So you think they should just not eat anything?
That's what's not theirs.
Well, how would they get food?
It's not my problem.
Okay.
I get food, and I don't steal it. I have a job. I have money.
So do you make money working for the bird police, or do you have another finance?
Well, I work at Walmart.
Oh, so you work at retail as well, like part of your job?
I work in the pharmacy at Walmart.
Oh, are you a pharmacist?
Sure.
Okay. You are you're very mysterious. You keep out some details, and then you share others.
Well, I brought a portable bird prison with me today. I'd like to
show
you this.
Wow, it's a big cage.
Yes.
Kinda.
As you can see, it's sectioned off into 12 little areas. They also
have
little
cells, kind of.
They have a common area, and I have a little nest there where they can act maybe like they're birds for a couple seconds. And then I have.
So do you try to get these birds to learn proper behavior or something?
Yes, I try to have them repent. Or when I get them into the common area, I like to just kind of yell at them and tell them to shape up.
Oh.
I say, shape up, birds. Shape up. What you're doing is despicable.
Okay. Does that do any good? I mean, do the birds actually... Do they react?
They don't really react. So then usually I just pick up the cage like this.
Ah.
And I
shake
it.
Well, that must hurt the birds.
Well, it gives them common sense.
But, I mean, do they break? Do they break bones?
Do they look like they're broken right now? They just look like they're dazed.
Some of them look hurt.
No, they're fine. They're going to meet their maker anyway for their crimes.
Well, what do you mean?
Oh, well, we believe in capital bird punishment.
You're killing the birds?
Well, it's only because of the crimes they've committed. I don't kill any bird.
So wait, a bird just picks up a crumb from the sidewalk?
Steals? From the sidewalk.
I don't think... I mean, what if I picked up a crumb from the sidewalk? Would I be a thief?
If I saw you and you were a bird, yes.
Well, I'm not talking about if I'm a bird, like me. Like, if I saw someone had dropped a sandwich and they didn't want it anymore, they just threw it on the ground and I picked it up and ate it, I'd be a sandwich thief?
Under the bird laws, yes.
So there's different...
You could be tried as a bird, yeah. bird laws are different than human laws.
Who wrote the bird laws?
I did.
So you're like judge, jury, and executioner
for birds. Yes.
Your shirt says judge, jury, and executioner for birds.
I'm the bird law.
Wow. That seems a little harsh that you're deciding these birds are criminals and then killing.
This world is a harsh place.
Well, I guess that's true.
I'm trying to make it less miserable, less harsh.
By killing birds?
No, by killing birds who've committed bird crimes.
So are there some birds who are good birds?
No, there are no good birds.
Okay, so you...
Except for the dove that was on Noah's Ark.
Okay, I'm not going to even really wade into that territory. That's another level of madness that... I'm sorry. Anyways, just sort of at a loss for...
What are those birds doing here?
You know what? It's fine. It's just some birds in our studio. It's not a big deal.
Thought you got rid of those birds.
Okay, Esmeralda, we're in the middle of some...
If you don't get rid of those birds, I'll handle
Look,
this
Mr. Feynman, you know, what I'll are you doing? He's
me.
Setting his cage down.
Oh, he's got like this weird extension thing he's putting.
Yeah,
he's got a net on it.
A net at the end of it.
These birds are committing crimes right now. You don't know it.
They're just flying around our studio.
That's a crime. Birds are not able to fly. They can't mock man. Man can't fly.
So mocking is a crime?
Yes,
I mean,
if
I can see trespassing.
Whistling is a crime if you're a bird.
Well, they're
committing crimes right now. They're mocking us.
Okay.
Ah, they're spraying jism everywhere.
Well, that's true. There's a lot of jism.
Ah, got you.
Oh, we just captured a bird, and so now
I
assume
you're
going to put it in a jail.
This sec. Oh no, oh no, these birds need to be punished.
What? Why do you have such a serious face right now?
I have another thing right here.
He's getting out like a tiny.
This is a gas chamber. Excuse me.
Wait, hold on. No, you don't need to hurt any. We really
right
don't
here.
Want you to
it's
hurt any birds in our studio.
This is for their own good, all right?
Sir.
Put these birds, I'm going to let them
Mr. Feynman.
Learn their lesson together. We're going to turn on the gas
Please,
here.
Mr. Feynman, what are you doing? There's a yellow gas filling in this. Why is there a window? I don't want to watch this.
We need to watch. We need to understand how these birds.
No, this is really upsetting. You shouldn't be hurting in this bird.
We're not. I'm just making this earth a better place.
No,
these birds have committed crimes.
You're killing a bird.
Both of you, I need you to look.
No, Dan, why are you looking? This is really...
Well, I've never seen a bird die like this before.
Well, it's really sad. It can't breathe, and it's sort of listing to the side.
Excuse me for 1 second, guys.
What?
I'm going to stop the gas for a second. I'm going to remove one of them.
Well, doesn't the gas get out here, then?
It's fine. Okay, so I remove one from the chamber. I think the gas is too good for this one. Excuse me.
What are you doing, sir? Sir, you have another tool?
This is what I call my... Bird knife of justice.
No, sir, you cannot cut into that bird in here.
A...
Sir, do not. Oh, he's just decapitated a bird.
Oh, oh my God, that's a lot of blood.
Dan, okay, Jompers, can you... Jompers, can you see Mr. Feynman out of here?
No, what is going on in here?
We can't have you killing birds in our
studio.
There's
not only bird jizz, but there's bird blood all over the place.
I know, and it's mostly from Mr. Feynman.
It's from not Dwayne Wade?
Yeah, exactly. Can you please...
What the fuck is wrong with you,
Thank
man?
You for joining us,
birds?
Sir, but...
That's fine. Do you see the smile on my face? That's what justice brings.
Will you just take your sadistic
This other one's
bird?
Not dead yet. We gotta watch it die.
No, please get out of our studio.
Sir,
I'm gonna call the real police.
You call them. Go ahead. They're on my side.
Are they?
They understand.
Then why are you hurrying up and packing everything away
just
when I meet you?
I just have to go. I have an appointment I need to get to.
Sure you do, sir.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Well, I saved this bird for the last. Ozzy Osbourne style.
What are you... Oh, he just bit the head off of a...
Oh, my God.
Dan, that's not cool, man.
It's not at all, but I never thought I'd live to see that.
Come on, that's not cool.
That was kind of cool.
Jompers.
I'm not going to lie to you.
That's not cool. Dan, that's not cool.
That was cool. That was cool. Dan, you should bite a head off a bird.
No, Dan, do not.
I can do it. No.
Dan, that's already a dead bird.
I don't care.
Dan, that's not what she... Oh,
Dan, that is so sexy.
Dan just bit the head off a dead bird.
It's really easy. You should try it. It was really...
No, I'm not going to try it.
Why did I just do that?
I don't know. You have blood on your face now.
What's wrong with me?
I don't know.
Dan, that's so cool.
It's almost
now I know why I did it.
Okay. You know what? We are out of time, and I...
There's a lot of
We got to clean everything out of this studio. It needs to be just... emptied out and scrubbed.
I ain't cleaning all this, Dan. You got to help me with some of this. You bit the head off that bird. You're cleaning up the blood.
Yeah, I mean, both you guys can take care of that.
That's fair.
Just Dan, sign the contract and get to work and get cleaning.
I guess I can't be on strike over bird blood.
No, that's not even that. You already signed the bird blood contract.
Levi, I have a present for you.
What are you?
Yeah, I didn't want to tell you anything, but Esmeralda kind of knitted you like a new shirt.
What?
Here you go.
This just says, I love Dan on it.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Oh!
I know.
Thank you, Esmeralda. Yes, you're welcome, Dan.
I don't want to wear that shirt.
Thanks.
Now you're wearing... All right, fine.
Thanks, you Esmeralda.
Okay, well, anyways, that's the Birds episode of Trends, I guess. I'm sorry about the bird murder that happened.
Yeah. Kind of sorry I bit a head off a dead bird.
Yeah, that was a weird move, Dan. That was a weird move.
Seemed good at the time.
Well, I'm just going to go ahead and say thanks to everybody for listening. And, Dan, do you want to... Do you got anything else?
I got those feathers in between my teeth.